Members of the House Financial Services Committee are grilling key players involved in the GameStop trading saga last month. Lawmakers want to find out if there was market manipulation behind the surge in GameStop shares, a surge fueled by Reddit. For more, we're joined by MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent Ali Velshi. Hi, Ali.
Hi, Lisa.
The CEOs of Reddit, Citadel, Melvin Capital, and the trading app Robinhood are all testifying today. What do lawmakers want to know, and what are they hearing back?
Well, there are a few particular goals here. The first one is they want to figure out what exactly happened. What happened to GameStop? And there were other stocks involved, but GameStop is the one we know the most about. What happened on the trading platform, Robinhood? What happened to GameStop? How did these big hedge funds that were invested both in Robinhood and in these distressed stocks, what did they do behind the scenes? Who lost and who gained? So that's part of the effort is fact-finding. The other matter is, what happened to average traders, and what, if anything, should be done to regulate how this kind of thing happens again to protect regular investors? Because what happened here is it was so-called retail investors, regular people who have a different job, who were most involved in this winning and losing. So I think legislators want to understand, is this something we should be regulating better than we currently are?
So the reason stock prices for GameStop rocketed so quickly had to do with something called a short squeeze. Could you tell us what that is and how the process of short selling can be more transparent?
Yeah, so let's say you invest $200 in a stock. The most you can lose is $200, right? If that stock goes to zero. That's called long investing. Short investing is that the stock's 200 bucks and you are betting that it's going to go down. So you borrow the stock from someone and you sell it, and then you've got to get that stock at a lower price. So let's say the stock goes down, you have already sold it, but you didn't own it, so you borrow it. Now, that works if the stock actually goes down. What happens if that stock starts going up? You now have to buy that stock at a higher price. So it's working against you, and the amount you can lose is actually endless. When a $200 stock goes to zero, all you can lose is $200. When a $200 stock goes to $2,000, you have to keep buying that stock in order to replace the stock that you borrowed. Here's the trick. The more people who have to buy that stock, the higher the stock goes. So a short squeeze is when a stock that was supposed to go down starts going up, and it goes higher and higher and higher and higher while investors are trying to catch that stock. And that's what happened in the case of GameStop.
And how can the process be more transparent then?
Well, it's not clear. The Securities and Exchange Commission, according to Dodd-Frank, the law that came in 2010, they're required to collect information about how much a company's stock has been sold short. In other words, how much is a company betting against how much are investors betting against a company? So in the case of the stocks that were involved here, GameStop or American Airlines or other companies, there tend to be distressed companies that investors are betting will go down. And the SEC tries to monitor that to figure out that people aren't gaming the system. But I don't think we know enough fully yet, and we may after the hearing today, about what part you'd actually fix if you were going to fix it. Often, lawmakers have these hearings, and there's, you know, it's sort of a publicity thing, but we're not quite sure what the there is. What part can you actually fix about this? And we're hoping to find that out this afternoon.
Okay, thank you. And we know you'll be watching it for us. MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent Ali Velshi. Thanks, Ali.
Thank you.